Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. Here with Derek and Tiffany with the City's Redevelopment Agency. Thanks for joining us again for another wonderful episode we have for you today. We had the opportunity to sit down with Phil Luna with the McCaw School of Mines. And if you're asking yourself, what is the McCaw School of Mines? Well, Phil's going to tell you all about it in our interview today. But the McCaw School of Mines is located actually here in downtown Henderson. And it's a cool museum space that is here to teach you all about mining, the mining process. And I promise I won't go on too much longer because I told you Phil would take care of it.
You're going to give away all of Phil's secrets and surprises about the mining experience.
I'll leave the rest of it for Phil to describe what they're all about. But real quick, you know, Tiffany, what's going on here in downtown Henderson?
Well, with the great weather that's upon us, Derek, we have a busy schedule ahead of events. If you're ever curious what's going on downtown, you can always look at waterstreetdistrict.com/events. And just a little snippet, we have every Thursday is a farmer's market at Proctor Park in front of our justice facility on Water Street. And then next week we have our first VGK watch party of the season in the Water Street Plaza. And November 5th, we have an event sponsored by our businesses downtown by the owner of Chinitas. It's going to be a margarita festival on a portion of Water Street that will be closed off.
That sounds exciting.
There's a lot going on.
Come on down. And yeah, the watch parties are way fun. They have on the big screen on the side of the lifeguard arena. So yeah, come down and take advantage of that opportunity to gather together and have a good afternoon watching some hockey outside. And yeah, those Chinitas, if you haven't been to that restaurant, she's got a good menu there. And a different take on Mexican-Asian fusion. So it's got a good menu. Check it out. Well, awesome. We'll go ahead now. We'll turn to Phil and let's take a minute and hear what he's got to say about the McCaw School of Mines. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That. I'm here with Derek, and today we have the great opportunity to be at the McCaw School of Mines here in downtown Henderson. I don't know how many of you knew there's actually a mine down here, right? And we're actually here with Phil Luna. He's the executive director of the McCaw School of Mines. Welcome, Phil. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we reached out to Phil and his group and wanted to come over and take a look at what the McCaw School of Mines is. What is the mine? I mean, what is your guys' goal here? What's your mission down here?
Well, the mine experience here at McCaw School of Mines is a field trip destination. It's really a family-friendly destination for people to come and learn about the mining industry and the importance of minerals in our lives. And we have a visitor center down here and a lot of exhibits for people to see. But really, our gem here is our simulated underground gold mine. It's the only one that there is in the state, and it's really quite a thing to see.
Yeah, that's we were talking a little bit before we got on here that, I grew up here and I was born and raised here in Southern Nevada, and I didn't realize how big of mining really is to the state and, what it has produced and what the type of impact it's had on our great state. And so, it's...
Yeah, the mining industry it provides a little over $11 billion in economic activity. And that makes it about the 12th largest industry in our state. So it really is something that's important to our state. It accounts for about 37,000 jobs. And so a lot of people are involved in the mining industry here, a lot of people you may not realize. But What you probably even more don't realize is how much minerals play in our everyday lives. I mean, we couldn't have our cell phones without minerals. Even the toothpaste that you probably used this morning had 5 or 6 minerals in it. You're brushing with rocks right. every day, and you didn't even realize it.
There's a reason my teeth shine, right?
Yeah, I've had family that lived in northern Nevada, and I know the gold mines and silver mines, and you know those are huge industries up in there, and there are a huge impact on towns like Elko, Nevada, and some of those other smaller towns all across northern Nevada. And so, you know, sometimes that impact we don't see here in the southern Nevada part of the state. And so it's a huge industry and a huge impact to our economy and to our wonderful state. So it's awesome to have a facility like this. I've seen the mine here for a number of years, but I've never taken the opportunity to be here and to experience the educational aspect of what you guys provide.
Well, you're a lot like a lot of people I talk to. I tell people all the time, we are the best kept secret that's had over 100,000 visitors.
That's amazing. That's a good turnout, though. That's a good. I'm sure you guys would love to have a lot more, though.
We're growing all the time, but we were started way back in the early '90s. The superintendent of schools for Clark County School District at that time was challenging the schools to build something that was field trip worthy. It was becoming so expensive for schools to take their kids on field trips. And so at the time, he was challenging principals around our county to build something and allow the schools to come free of charge. And so the school next door to us, Gordon McCaw Steam Academy, back then Gordon McCaw Elementary, had a principal named Janet Dobry. And she got the idea, along with some of the teachers, to build a simulated mine. And so they got then Governor Miller's wife, Sandy Miller, involved, and she got behind the project and a lot of local companies, and they raised a bunch of money and they built this this place that we have here. We opened back in 1996, and it was originally just for field trips for Clark County School District. And then other schools began to come as well outside of the school district. And now when I took over almost 6 years ago as executive director, we started opening up for the general public as well. And so on the first Saturday of every month, we allow the public to come in. And that's why I say we're a hidden gem here. We're the best kept secret, because so many people didn't realize that all this time we've been having especially students come here and get exposed to STEM subjects and mining.
Well, and especially here in Henderson, I mean, just with Henderson's history of, you know, back being started in the, you know, back in the 40s and even the 30s, you know, with the development and the creation of the Hoover Dam and being a place for the miners to live, and then also then having our own mining processes during World War II that really put us on the map mining out at Three Kids Mine, and then having that all processed down at the plants is definitely, you know, solidified Henderson as the city that we are today. It was where we started. And so to have a place like this here in our community to highlight kind of our history here in Henderson is exciting. And so that's
Most people think of mining as basically up north, and a lot of the mines are up north, especially for the silver and gold. But we do have mines around here as well, and most of those mines are more for building materials. Mm-hmm. And they're very important to the economy down here as well. Southern Nevada isn't really thought of too much for mining, but we're trying to change that. That's one of the main reasons that we're here is to give the public a good view of what the mining industry is like. It's not like your grandparents' mining industry, so to speak. Right. But the mining industry today is very different. It's very involved in our lives. It's very conscious of the environment, and it's just a very different kind of the organizations that are involved in mining today are a very different group. And so we're trying to spread that word as well and show the public that mining industry is important, even though down here in Southern Nevada we don't think about mining that much. It's just as important here.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, you don't realize how much, you know, mining or quarry type work is going on or all around the valley in some form or fashion. I know growing up on the west side of Las Vegas, there was a large open pit mining process that I think still continues today, but it's an interesting one.
I was grimacing a little because I'm an East Coast or an East Side boy.
Oh.
I grew up on the East Side. I was born and raised here as well.
Well, you know, we came from, you know, back in those days, Vegas was not that big, so you didn't have to go too far to be from the west side or east side.
That's right.
It's definitely a lot different these days. So now your background is not necessarily in mining, is that correct?
No, my background is in nonprofits. Okay. And so when I came in about 6 years ago, to help out with this nonprofit here, I had to learn a lot of things about the mining industry. And so I'm just like the people that come and visit here and learn. I'm learning all the time as well. And I'm just always surprised at the things that I'm learning here at the mine experience. We have a saying around here that if it can't be grown, it must be mined. And so when you really think about all the things that we have in our life, without the mining industry, there's so many things that we wouldn't even have. I'm so glad we have antiperspirant.
Right.
We couldn't have it without mining.
Some type of mineral coming out of the ground is super important.
It is. It is. And, you know, the other aspect of what we do here that is equally or even more important is the education side of it. You know, we were developed to be a place for the students of our county to be able to come and get exposed to STEM subjects, things that maybe they couldn't get in their schools. A lot of the schools that come here are, you know, what we would term at risk. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great opportunity for them to come and enhance the education that they're getting at their school and be exposed to some concepts and things that that they might not be able to get at their school. And so that's a really important piece for us, is to provide, you know, low cost or in many cases free field trips to the schools of our community.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned, that, you know, the idea to expose kids to as many opportunities for them to find a field that they might be interested in. And, you know, without a facility like this, they would probably never even think about or even be aware of the idea of, hey, mining, I could be, you know, I could be a geologist, I could be, you know, some type of science-based person that is involved in this in the mining processes throughout the, you know, whether it's the exploration, the, you know, looking for or finding what the, you know, what's needed throughout there. I have a few friends that are engineers that they got into gold exploration and looking and, you know, trying to find the veins, those big veins for companies to go out and do some exploration mining. And but, you know, to have that type of exposure to our youth is invaluable ability, you know, process that we have and resource that you guys provide. So that's that's great that you're here. And so,
yeah, that's inside our simulated underground gold mine. We have a number of different rooms, and one of them is our careers in mining room. And in that careers in mining room, we focus mainly on women in mining, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't realize all the opportunities for women that there are in the mining industry. But just the breadth of jobs really surprised me as I learned how many opportunities there are in the mining industry that most people don't realize, and how much that industry pays. They really pay well.
Yeah.
And they have jobs, you know, traditional jobs that you might think of with mining and drilling and hauling and all of those type of things, but even drone operators. Right. And a lot of things in the IT area and human resources and all of these other areas that you need to run businesses are all available in the mining industry as well. It's very high tech these days. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of technical jobs that people wouldn't think of, very exciting things.
Well, and you mentioned a little bit on the environmental side of it also, that, you know, how far we've come in terms of making mining a clean industry. That, you know, a lot of times people think of mines and old mines that were where you had tailing ponds and just big ponds of goo that's just kind of out there drying and not environmentally friendly. But that's not the case today. That, you know, through the technology that, you know, advancements that have been made in the mining process, that has come a long ways to make the overall process much cleaner and much more environmentally friendly.
Yes, if you looked at the mining operations of, you know, yesterday, much different than today. They are very much involved in the green initiatives, and, you know, really reclamation is a huge part of what they do. When they come into an area, they are very concerned with, when they leave, making sure it's as good or better than when they came in. And that's not just the ground itself, but even with the vegetation and the livestock. And, you know, the other piece is even working with the indigenous people. Mm-hmm. It's all very important. And the mining companies have, you know, whole groups of staff that are dedicated to making sure that they are environmentally sound and that they're working with the indigenous people and making sure that that they're providing a product that people can be proud of.
No, that's amazing to be able to have that ability and that consciousness to realize that we're not just taking from the land. You know, we want to be good stewards of the land and not just strip it and leave it, but try to leave it better than we found it. And so that's cool. That's amazing. Yeah. So then, and to be able to share that knowledge here with our students and residents here in Southern Nevada is pretty amazing. So you guys have some activities coming up. Is that right?
Well, we've always got something that's going on. We just got done with our annual gala, which was a great time, but it's never a dull moment around here. We have coming up every October our haunted mine, and we decorate the place for Halloween, and we open up this year, October 28th, 29th, and 30th, three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, starting at 6 p.m., and we actually open up free to the public for them to come. It's really designed for families to be able to come, give especially their little ones time to walk around, play some games, get some candy, and see the mine decorated up for the holidays. So it's really a fun time. We do this every year.
And nothing like a scary mine to set off the holidays, right?
No, it's a lot of fun. This place, I know that it might sound, sometimes you might think, well, that sounds a little bit dry to come and learn about mining, but really is a fun place. It is a family-friendly place to come. And, you know, we're a place where you can explore and you can discover new things. It doesn't have to be just about education, right? But it's actually something that's really a lot of fun to come and do. And I tell people we're part museum and part kind of a amusement location. So, yeah. In fact, our simulated underground gold mine, when it was designed, one of the people that helped design it was the one who did the Indiana Jones ride down at Disneyland.
Nice.
And so when you go in there, if you've been to the Indiana Jones ride down there, you'll recognize some of the similarities.
That's pretty fun. That's exciting. That's a fun ride. So I have to go take a look one of these times. So that's cool to be able to get that type of talent here to make create that.
They had a lot of great people that really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. And you know, if it wasn't for the vision that Ms. Dobry had back then, you know, we wouldn't be here today. And what's great is she's still on our board today for our nonprofit. And so we really are thankful for her leadership back then and even still today.
Well, that's a legacy that's continued on. So that's well, hopefully that she keeps that, and the rest of your board sounds like is well involved and engaged in ensuring this is a resource that continues on into the future. So that's we're excited to have you guys here and keep you guys here. That's a good time. But so kind of like at the end of my conversations, I always like to kind of ask, what are the things you like to do personally when you're not working at the mine?
What do I like to do? Well, yeah. I'm an avid tennis player.
Are you? Okay.
And so when I was young, I played a lot of tennis. I played high school tennis. And when I graduated high school, I was so intent on starting a family and a career and going to college that I put it down. And I just picked it back up a few months back after a 40-year layoff.
Ooh, wow.
And but I've been back playing tennis, and that's really... really kind of my, outside of here, that's my passion is playing tennis.
That's fun. That's a good one. It's one of those sports that you just keep on going. And of course, now a lot of people seem to be transitioning to pickleball. So that's...
Yeah, that's what they say. For us old time tennis players, we haven't given in necessarily to that, but...
You're not there yet, huh? Well, one of these days, maybe. I can't speak much. I'm not much of that. I like ping pong, but
I do too. I do too.
I haven't gotten into the pickleball yet, but my wife tries her best.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much, Phil, for coming on and being on our podcast. We really have loved being here and meeting with you and hearing your story about the mine experience. And we hopefully those out there listening take an opportunity to come down here and check it out. Again, they have the haunted mine experience on October 28th, 29th, 30th, right? So we invite you all to come out and experience the mine during the holidays here, and otherwise take an opportunity to come out during the day. And so when are you guys, I guess maybe ask, when are you guys normally open, or do you guys have a kind of a normal...
We have field trips that come during the week, of course, during school hours. And then we are open to the general public on the first Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Okay.
So that's what we normally are. We've always got special events and things going on. So the best way to find out about that is either go to our social media on Facebook for the Mine Experience or visit our website, which is themineexperience.org. And you can get all of that information about upcoming events and really what we're all about. We love being in Henderson, and we really appreciate the redevelopment agency and all that you're doing here. We just think it's exciting to see all the things that are happening down here in Henderson.
Well, we're working hard to bring more visitors into the area, so we'll make sure a few of them make it over your way to check out this cool place.
That'd be great.
So, well, thanks, Phil, and really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Welcome back from that wonderful interview with Phil. We are grateful for the opportunity to sit down with him and learn a little bit more about the McCaw School of Mines. I had no idea that we had such a valuable resource right in our middle of our community. Tiffany and I were actually talking that we felt a little bit embarrassed. I've never actually been there, been inside the mine. But for a long time, I always thought it was open for schools only. But we found out, as you heard, that they're open on the first Saturdays of each month to the public. So we invite you to come on out, check it out, and see the cool equipment they have and some of the educational and information and resources that are available to learn about mining in Nevada. You know, sometimes here in Southern Nevada, we don't realize how big of an impact mining has had on Nevada, even though we are called the Silver State, but that's because a lot of that mining takes place up north, in northern Nevada. So we're grateful to have resources like this here in southern Nevada to teach us a little bit about that that process.
It's a really cool little hidden gem we found downtown, and I hope you guys will all check it out. Interesting tidbit we learned from Phil today is that their simulated underground mine. Gold mine experience was partially developed by the person who developed Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Yeah, we have all sorts of.
We got to get back and check that out.
And then back to Disneyland or back to
back to the mine. We got to go experience the mine when we're not interviewing Phil.
We got to make sure we better go check out both areas so we can see compare see how they match up to each other.
And then this weekend, the family should all stop by October 28th, 29th, and 30th. It will be opening at 6 p.m. for the Haunted Mine and trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting to come out and check it all lit up for the Halloween-y event. And we thought it would be scary, but Phil, as you heard, Phil
reassured this is not really that scary. So just come check it out.
It's good for all ages.
Yep. Well, thanks again for tuning in on this wonderful episode to learn more about what's going on here in redevelopment, the redevelopment world. We're grateful for you tuning in. And again, if you are interested in potentially wanting to be on the show and have us come out and visit with you, please shoot me an email. Again, my email is derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, @cityofhenderson.com. And you can always find all of our episodes that we have recorded on our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. And go to redevelop that podcast, and you can check out all of our previous episodes and for this. And so,
and if you're interested in finding more out about the mines, you can go to macawmines.org. And also, if you are a teacher or know any teachers, they can sign up and take their classroom on free field trips to the mine through the website as well, or through contacting Phil.
Yep. This is a great asset and great resource for schools to get in there and check out. So a lot of different, as we talked about in the interview, all the different jobs and opportunities for kids to learn about various fields that they could get involved in. So yeah, check that out and get your class out there. It'd be fun. Well, cool. Well, thanks again for tuning in, and we look forward to our next episode. We got a couple of good businesses that we've had this opportunity to sit down with the owners, and businesses that are located in our launch pad facility here on Water Street. And so these are some new up and coming businesses that they're getting off the ground and getting started. So we'll look forward to get their episodes up and for you here real shortly. So check back soon, and we look forward to hear from you and talk to you later.